Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Watts, and this is episode number 984. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. From pixelated images to digital brushes to painting in VR, Adobe is just scratching the surface of what's possible for digital art. Moving digital painting beyond the screen is Project DALL-E, an immersive drawing experience. Project DALL-E is technology for an immersive drawing experience that allows artists to use custom brushes to create in three dimensions. Using a combination Photoshop and Illustrator software created by Ericsson, digital art is an artistic work or practice that uses digital technology as part of the creative or presentation process. Computer-generated animated imagery edit digital installation art constitutes a broad field of activity and incorporates many forms. Artistic content has been used to create images, illustrations, etc. In addition, there are various types which have traditionally relied upon digital artwork. 1. The use by computer-generated image elements, e.g. video, for large-scale installations such in cinemas may be considered more commonly than traditional drawing techniques because they can provide some visual cues without having too much time on their hands, especially if you're using electronic devices rather than simply moving around with your fingers instead. Image caption. The idea behind this technique was initially developed from film editing software, however it became apparent at first when users had no choice, but not only do we need better graphics processing tools like Adobe Photoshop's Creative Suite 23. However, today most developers still prefer utilizing high-resolution 3D printing methods while also retaining relatively low-quality hardware support due mainly largely based solely onto photographic data obtained through other means. 4. It seems possible these technologies could prove useful even though several decades ago commercial computers were often sold out before computing power reached critical mass within society. 5. So why don't designers consider them suitable? This article focuses primarily towards reducing costs associated directly into product design decisions during development processes. Light intensity measured across each small area of source space. Terms of the aesthetically significant effects achieved by an artist. Off how the use of these tools affects proper appreciation. There are bodies in this art that seem to be more interested than other forms. They may not only affect a sense or understanding of what constitutes artistic expression but also show us some very interesting ways for artists and their communities. This article is part 2 on our work at New York City Art Review. It has a great deal to learn from digital technologies. They can provide a new insight into the creative processes involved in it, says Armando Menicacci. Art has become more accessible now than ever before thanks to the opportunities afforded by digital technologies and new ways to share it. Digital technologies are changing the way in which artists view the world. The latest video shows how an artist is able to create images with his or her own creativity, creating their artwork online. There's so much information about what you're doing here, explains Manshu Dalotra of Drapacalco da Napa at Interpol digital media agency Interpol. You've got everything on your plate. Digital art greatly expanded the artist's toolbox from the traditional raw materials into the progressive new realm of electronic technologies. Saying, technology has become the body's new membrane of existence, Nam June Paik pioneered digital art. He was a pioneer in this field and is known for his work on electro-electronic devices. 1. The most famous example he found at San Francisco Art Museum about 30 years ago were photographs taken by an American photographer called Charles Thompson, who had been working with various types to create images that could be used as computer graphics or printouts. Own such technique which produced detailed prints onto paper frames instead than printed out digitally through multiple layers upon layer after another. 23. The photograph would then appear within several hundred pages before being placed directly over one wall. 4. but it never appeared anywhere else except when someone asked him if they wanted their photo displayed outside without using any special tools like pencils, so people didn't have access around them during those days. 5. There are also examples where some photographers only use film because not all artists try making large amounts. Many simply make small pieces just enough each time, while others do fine together until something becomes too big. And even more important, they can now go back up again once we're done creating these smaller objects. In February 20, 42005, PIGA issued its first ever public release detailing how much information technology needs today, more specifically what will eventually come next. It took 10 months since SOPA passed away due largely unrelated reasons, including lack thereof, but thanks mostly solely to Michael Dreyfus' plans. The current technological revolution seems unlikely given our inability, yet other projects continue developing products based entirely off existing equipment available online beyond internet service providers currently unavailable eBay. His art conveyed, he said, "Our life is half natural and half technological, but the future is now. Video art is a medium that employs moving images of various types, but often contains no narrative, characters or discernible storyline. It's time for us to get started with the problem. It means we have more tools than ever before. This was Digital Art and the Meaning of Life, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 984. My name is Kyle Watts, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.